Cilixa chaffed her big friend quietly.
I thought you were going to sing for a moment back there.
Gorath gave a deep chuckle at the thought.
Oh, me? Sing? No, thank you. I only ever sang to myself as I worked on the land in the Northern Isles. Sometimes it was just to break the silence and loneliness. I think I've got a pretty awful singing voice. I'd never break into song whilst other beasts are listening.
The slender young badger maid turned towards him. She saw the starlight reflected in his huge dark eyes.
It must have been very hard for you. Did you ever get angry about your lot, stranded there with your aged grandparents? Tell me, were you aware of the blood wrath?
Gorath passed a paw over the scarlet wound on his brow.
Not really. But looking back on things, I know that my grandfather could see the blood wrath in me. He never spoke of it, but he knew. I realise that now.
Cilixa frowned thoughtfully.
How so?
Gorath explained.
When grandfather was still able to work, we toiled side by side, getting the earth ready to plant crops. Often we would come across a big boulder or an old tree barring our progress. We'd try together to move the boulder or uproot the tree. When we failed, grandfather would stop work and sit down. Then he'd say, "It's too much for a young one and an oldster, but your father could have done it alone." Aye, he'd get into a temper with that boulder or that tree. He'd shout eulalia at it and kick the thing with his paws. "Go on, young one, give it a try." So I did.
The badger maid continued questioning.
What happened?
The big young badger flexed his mighty paws as he recalled the incident.
The first time, it was a rock, a huge granite boulder, half buried in the frozen earth. I shouted eulalia at it until I was roaring. I struck the bare rock with my clenched paws. I didn't feel any pain, just a mighty surge of power building within me. My chest was heaving as I sucked in huge gasps of air. Suddenly, I was yelling, panting, and seeing the boulder through a red mist. I flung myself upon it, thrusting both paws deep into the soil either side of the stone. Grandfather told me later that I plucked that rock from the earth as easy as if I were lifting a babe from its cradle. I lifted it and flung it from me. Either I passed out after that or fell asleep, but I couldn't remember anything except what grandfather told me. I uprooted trees in the same way. I became bigger and stronger. My muscles grew hard.
Cilixa picked up one of his hefty paws. She studied the tracery of old scars crisscrossing the pad.
So your grandfather goaded you into Bloodwrath to get the heavy work done. That was so unfair.
Gorath smiled.
That's what Grandma used to say to him. She said he was making me into a berserker who would die just as my father had. But it never bothered me then. I did the work of three badgers. Often I enjoyed the feeling, the rage and power, the knowledge that nothing could withstand my wild strength.
Gorath could see Cilixa beginning to wince. He had unconsciously tightened his grip on her paw. Embarrassed, he quickly released her, changing the subject.
Enough about me. What about you? I'll wager you can sing.
She nodded.
I like to sing, but quietly, to myself. Sometimes I have sung for the Tabora. He enjoys my voice. Would you like me to sing for you?
Gorath closed his eyes, afraid to look her way.
I could think of nothing I'd like better.